This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, welcome to the show. I'm back. I missed you. I hope you missed me. If you missed me, you want to talk to me, you got to call in, right? 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free anywhere in the United States. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. First of all, I want to thank Joe Pags for filling in for me for the last 3 days, on Friday, on Monday, and on Tuesday. I was away on a family vacation in beautiful Park City, Utah, the most incredible place in the world. Unbelievable. By the way, if you ever want to go on vacation anywhere in this country that has a beautiful mountain community, I think almost everywhere, Aspen, Vail, Park City, Jackson Hole, every great mountain community in America has this company called Utopian Luxury Homes, and they help you rent a house. You know, if you have a big family like me, I have four kids. The first time in a couple of years, four kids have all been home at the same time to go on vacation with daddy. You need a house. You can't just rent a little hotel room. How do you fit four kids in a hotel room? So, Utopian Rentals, Utopian Luxury Home Rentals, just unbelievable. Look them up. Google them. I don't know. In any case, they did great for me. They took good care of Wayne Root and his family, and I had a great vacation. I want to thank Joe Pags for filling in. I want to thank Lee Elsie on the radio in Connecticut, WJJF in New London, Connecticut, Montauk, Long Island, New York, filled in for me on radio. Joe Pags on TV here on Newsmax. Everyone did a great job. I heard nothing but good things about both of them. And my vacation could have ended badly last night if Trump had had a bad night. And instead, Trump had a great night. I believed the media myself for a little while there. I was believing the media instead of my own eyes, my own ears. You know, I've got a pulse on America. And I knew everybody loves Trump. But the media tells you everybody hates Trump. So I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to look foolish if Trump loses. I'm going to look foolish if we lose the special election. We won it. And I'm going to look foolish if we lose all these primaries, Trump-endorsed candidates. The establishment is better than Trump? No. Trump won them all. 5 for 5. 5 for 5. Donald Trump, 5 for 5. 5 alive, baby. Great night. Trump won everything. And by the way, he had no right to win some of them. This guy in Kansas, the incumbent governor was leading by a mile over Kris Kobach, and Trump endorsed Kobach, and Trump's entire team said, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. I would have done it. Donald and I always think alike. I would have done it because Kobach was the first major guy in the country to endorse Trump. That's like saying Wayne Root is running and Trump should not endorse Wayne Root. Do you know what I've given to Donald Trump? Well, Kobach gave everything to Trump. Trump had to endorse him. It's the right thing to do, and he did, and Kobach, as of now, won the election by like 100 votes over the incumbent governor. A shocking victory for Kris Kobach, and I think Kobach's great. So wonderful development. Thank you, Donald Trump. And of course, we've got the big victory for, Troy Balderson? I believe that's how you pronounce his name, in Ohio. Balderson, yeah. Troy Balderson in Ohio. Kris Kobach looks like he's won the governorship in Kansas. In Michigan, John James, African-American, former Army hero, helicopter pilot. Hawley won in Missouri. Shuette won in Michigan. All good people endorsed by Donald Trump. 5 for 5. Big victories last night to end my vacation with a flourish. I was out to dinner with my family, and I'm checking it every second. I've got the iPhone in my hand. I'm looking at the scores. I'm looking at the scores. It's like a football gambler, right? I'm looking at the results coming into the election, the vote totals. You know, when you're watching football, it's 20-0, it's 20-7, it's 20-14, they're making a comeback. Same thing. Troy Balderson was down the whole night and then won at the end. Reminds me of election night 2016. Donald Trump was down in Florida. Every time I checked in, he was down, he was down, he was down. If we lose Florida, we had no chance to win the election. So the first state that came in would have been the end of the election. Florida was very early in the night in my radio show. And so if he doesn't win Florida, we don't win the election. and he won Florida. The last minute, he was behind, then he was ahead. Same with Troy Bolderson, behind, and then pulled ahead at the end. And it was a great night. Fantastic. What a great way to end my vacation. I was sitting at dinner, and I was yelling. People looking around me like, this guy's insane. I'm like, Trump! USA! I love it. All right, great night for Trump. You know what's even better almost than a great night for Trump? It was a bad night for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. God, I despise that woman. That woman is so disgusting. That socialist, horrible witch is so disgusting. So against everything that I believe in, everything that America's about. Founding fathers are rolling over in their graves over a human being like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez ever having a chance to influence an election in this country. But guess what? She didn't. What she found out was, first of all, there's two things about her that's a joke. Number one, she won in a district in New York that covers a little piece of the Bronx and a little piece of Queens, a large piece of Queens, a little piece of Bronx. And she won, and that district is all illegals and foreigners. Okay, not everyone's illegal, but everyone's either illegal or legal foreigner in the United States. So she doesn't even have a district that has real, honest-to-God, born-in-America Americans as the majority of the district. She has a district where the majority of people were not born in America. So that proves nothing about her being a rising star of the Democratic Party, because in the Midwest, where people are born in America, they soundly rejected every one of her candidates. Thumped them. That's number one. And number two, nobody will recognize that she won the district like 5,000 votes to 3,000 votes. You know, there's like a 500,000 people in her district and 8,000 came out to vote. And they think that's a resounding victory. 8,000 people, five of them chose you. A country of 335 million people, and 5,000 people out of 8,000 chose you out of a district of several hundred thousand. And you think that's proof that you're the future of the Democratic Party? It's a joke. And yet the media made her into a big star. They put her on the late night TV shows, and they put her on CNN day and night, and she's suddenly a hero. She got 5,000 votes in a district where all 5,000 were probably illegal aliens. Or certainly mostly foreigners, and all extreme left-wing, no matter what they were, legal, illegal, foreigner, or American, left-wing, ultra-left-wing, Queens, Bronx, New York. Nothing to do with the rest of the country. She's not a rising star. Her star's already burnt out. She's already said terrible things about Israel. There goes the Jewish vote. She said terrible things about middle-class and work-class people. There goes that vote. And then she said yesterday that the age of soccer mom with a van is over. It's history. Well, there goes the women's vote, suburban women's vote, no more. She is just destroying the Democratic Party, and she proved it again. All her candidates went down to terrible defeats. California's on fire, as you know. Problem with having a one-hour TV show is that there's not much time to get into each and every topic, but I'm telling you that when California had a horrible drought 2 years ago, it was because environmental wackos passed environmental extreme radical laws in California that prevented them for the last 30 years. They haven't built a single reservoir to hold water. And that's why they have a drought, because when there's a bad time and there's less rainfall, you need to have captured the rainfall from the good times. But you can't capture when you're not allowed to build a reservoir. Now they're not allowed to clear trees. They have no money in the budget to clear trees. Big editorial in the Wall Street Journal backing me up today. And the only thing I'll say to keep it quick is that the state of California spends 10 times more on electric car subsidies than on dead tree clearing. And that's why your state is on fire, you idiots. California is filled with idiots, and they've destroyed their entire state with their environmental wacko beliefs and their stupid high taxes and paying every government employee a $100,000 pension. They're completely bankrupt, and they don't even know it, and their state is burning, and they don't even know why. It's a joke. So California, terrible thing. I want to say you get what you deserve, but I won't say that because it's killing people, and it's hurting people, and it's misplacing people for their homes, their dogs, their pets, their children. It's a tragedy, so you can never say they deserve it. You can't say that. Liberals have said that. I've heard liberals say when there's a tornado in a conservative area, oh, they deserve it. They voted for Trump. Liberals say things like that. I won't, because no matter how liberal you are, you don't deserve any natural tragedy at all. So this is a terrible, terrible thing that's happening, and I feel bad for the people of California, whether they're conservative, liberal, Democrat, white, black, American Indian, Muslim, I don't care what they are. I don't want anyone to ever suffer a fire like this, and nobody deserves it. But you did make the mistake that caused it. Now, the people didn't do it. It's the moron leaders that did it. But the Democrat, liberal leaders, progressive, socialist leaders of California, you've destroyed your country in debt. You've got too many government employees. They get too big pensions. They get too big salaries. You've stopped reservoirs from being built. That's why you have droughts. You stopped with fire. How about with fires? You've stopped dead tree clearing. And then you filled your state with illegal aliens. So from every single aspect you could possibly name, California has destroyed itself. It's self-suicide. It's a disaster. I got a comment here I didn't get to. I'll read it the second half of the show. It's Trump versus Obama. I see we filled our lines with calls. All of you are happy to get on the line, so I'll take them as soon as we get back. I do want to mention that the Michigan candidate for governor that was endorsed by Ocasio-Cortez is now linked to the Nation of Islam and the Muslim Brotherhood. He lost. Thank God for the Democratic Party, he lost. Thank God for us, America, he lost. But Democrats got lucky. You are the luckiest people in the world, because I would have rather him be the face of the Democratic Party in Michigan and nationwide. His name is Abdul El Sayed, and he gave speeches and accepted money from several radical Muslim organizations, including CARE, an unindicted co-conspirator of Muslim terrorism, as named by the United States government, unindicted co-conspirator, as named by our own government. He accepted their money. He spoke in front of their events, Muslim Brotherhood events, Nation of Islam events. This is who Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez endorsed. Scary stuff. All of you normal people out there who are watching Newsmax TV, who vote Republican, who love our country, who are patriots, who are born in our country, how do you accept this? In New York City, they're registering felons to vote. They're going into prisons. This is today's Democratic Party. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
And speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Rain Allen Root. You know, I've been on vacation, and I'm calling myself Rain Allen Root. It's Wayne Allen Root War. I'm glad I know my own name. Easy for me to say. Landis Tax Group is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Sad to say, the three letters that promote the most fear in the English language are IRS. But you don't have to be scared of the IRS when you have the Landis Tax Group and Sam Landis on your side. He's the greatest. I get more mail about Sam Landis than anyone else in the history of my radio or TV shows because every single day, consistently, I get two or three people who email me and go, what was the name of that tax lawyer again? The IRS just announced they're auditing me. I got to call them. And people don't write it down. I keep telling you, write it down. It's 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, 800-WE-HELP-YOU. And, of course, if it's in your cell phone Rolodex, you can't use letters like that. So it's 800-934-3578. But that's okay. Everybody remembers to contact me at WayneRoot@gmail and WayneRoot@gmail.com. And they contact me on email, and they ask me, what's that lawyer's name again and what's his phone number? Yeah, it's Sam Landis. It's the Landis Tax Group. It's 800-934-3578, or easy to remember, 800-WE-HELP-YOU. He helped me when I needed them. The IRS was after me twice, and he beat them both times. I didn't owe a penny. I walked away unscathed. Good job. Sam Landis, good man. Give him a call. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, letter U. I mentioned this Michigan candidate for governor linked to the Nation of Islam. Just want to make sure you know I never make things up, and I'm always specific and detailed in what I say. The list includes donors affiliated, his donors. This candidate was named Abdul El Sayed. This is today's Democratic Party. His donors came from the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE. That's the group that was named an unindicted co-conspirator in a terrorism case. The Islamic Society of North America, the North American Islamic Trust, the Muslim American Society, the Islamic Circle of North America, and a guy named Essam Omesh, whose support for radical groups has made him known internationally. Radical groups. And then throughout his campaign, he featured Linda Sarsour, who not only is a wacko radical Muslim, and I mean wacko, and I believe in Sharia law, allegedly believes in Sharia law, a very radical woman, but her husband is known as a supporter of terrorism, which was exposed in 2016, but I'll always say allegedly, just to protect myself and everybody else, allegedly supported terrorism. These are the people he associated with. This is today's Democratic Party. Amazing. All right, let's take some calls. We'll take Rich in White Plains, line two. Rich in White Plains, talk about the Ohio race. What's happening, Rich?
Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
Hey, good, good. What are your thoughts on the Ohio race?
Well, look, I don't want to put a damper on your talking points, but there hasn't been a Democrat elected in that congressional district in 38 years. That's 19 elections, okay?
Well, where?
And I'm not done. The Republican who is, you said, won, hasn't actually really won because it's less than 1%. So there's going to be a recount, right?
Absolutely.
Now, Donald Trump is taking credit for him winning, even though he hasn't actually won yet, okay? If anything, I think Donald Trump is the reason why the Democrat did so well. Because the fact of the matter is, this isn't the 2016 general election. It isn't a binary choice like it was before. There is no Hillary Clinton on the other side.
So you want my answer? My answer is that we'll find out in November who's right. I believe there's a red wave coming, and I believe Republicans are going to sweep the board. And we'll find out who's right. He's 9-for-10 in special elections. 9-for-10. All of them have been won by slivers, tiny little slivers. And there's no question about that. All of them have been Republican districts. We've won by a little bit. But you're missing the point. A special election is nothing like when all 435 seats are up. You could spend $20 million on a special election. Hollywood celebrities can campaign for you. The whole country's watching. The news media focuses on it. And Democrats are angry, and they hate Trump's guts, and they come out by the huge numbers. When there's 435 seats, it's going to be a whole different ballgame. Whole different ballgame.
I'm talking about the details of this particular special election.
Hey, listen, you could see it either way, glass half full. If you want to be a liberal Democrat who says, oh, my God, Republicans didn't come out in this election, look how close it was. But I say 46% of Republicans who voted for Trump came out. 87% of Democrats who voted for Hillary came out. And still we won by a sliver. In November, you're not going to see
Republican,
that.
Wayne.
What's that?
I hate to tell you, I'm a registered Republican.
Good. You're getting worried for no reason. In November, the 87% that came out won't go any higher for Democrats, but the 46% that came out for the Republican will go much higher, Rich. So don't get so worried. We're going to win. Everything is wonderful. Trump won 5-for-5 last night. There's nothing to be super worried about. Always be a little worried. Never be overconfident. But I'm telling you, the nation is behind Trump. We're going to be fine. And a win's a win, man. When the Yankees win 13-12 in the 11th inning, do they say, oh, it almost was a loss? Or do you say, we won? And you cheer. Cheer a win.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
War now. USA Radio News.
The five suspects accused of abusing 11 children at a New Mexico compound were training them to commit school shootings. That's at least according to prosecutors. Last week, the sheriff received a complaint that there's actually a shooting range on the compound. The sheriff said that's what broke the case wide open.
For me, that was the breaking point where I thought we finally had enough probable cause to put in an affidavit for a search warrant and present it to the district judge.
Today in Arlington, Virginia, the Army returned the dog tags to the sons of a soldier missing from the Korean War. Charles McDaniel's dad went missing from the Korean War when he was 3 years old.
We didn't expect this. We've had a few days. We were contacted by the Department of the Army, and they said, we found one dog tag, and it's your father's.
McDaniel said this would help him and his family to put closure on their father's life. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn, the warrior, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, welcome back to the show. U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of the show. They've been chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository. This is what you get for calling them. Coin, baby. Money. Moolah. American currency. A free silver eagle coin. A free American silver eagle coin just for calling the U.S. Gold Bureau. It's the greatest bargain in all of television. All those other advertisers that sell gold and silver and precious metals on TV, on Fox News, or you hear them on Rush's show or Savage's show or Hannity's show or Levin's show, whatever. None of them can match U.S. Gold Bureau. First of all, none of them were chosen by the state of California to operate the Fort Knox of the state of Texas. Did I say the state of California? State of Texas. To operate the Fort Knox of the state of Texas. Number two, they don't give away a free American silver eagle. How American can you get? How all-American can you get? You can't get more American than an American silver eagle direct from the U.S. Mint, brilliant, uncirculated condition, 1 ounce of pure silver, with no additional obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees, so sure they can win you over long-term that they're willing to lose money short-term for the chance to earn your business. So you make a free call to them, you get a free 1 ounce silver coin called American Silver Eagle, and then they ship it to you free. What's your risk? Nothing. Call 1-800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, thank you for sponsoring the show. I've got my commentary coming out in tomorrow's Las Vegas Review Journal, and it usually gets picked up nationwide. While I was on vacation, my column in the Las Vegas newspaper was picked up nationwide by RealClearPolitics.com, which picks the top 15 or so commentaries in all of America, in all the newspapers in America, out of thousands of them. They pick the top ones every day of the week, and almost every one of my columns makes it in. Thank you, Real Clear Politics, good people. And very good taste. You pick Wayne's columns all the time. This new one is called Trump versus Obama. You have to hear it. Speaking of fake news, 90% of President Trump's coverage by the mainstream media is negative. Terribly negative. Horribly negative. Remarkably negative. That same media adores and idolizes former President Obama. The difference in the way they're treated is remarkable. Remember, it was Obama who first separated illegal alien parents from their children, and the media said nothing, but when Trump did it, he was a Nazi and a racist, and suddenly it was the same as the Holocaust. Can you even imagine if Trump used the IRS to go after liberal critics and liberal groups and Black Lives Matter or the NAACP the same way Obama went after Republican critics and conservative groups and individual activists like me? Can you imagine if Trump did that? I can't even imagine the protests, the rioting, the anarchy, the million-man marches, and the screams for impeachment and immediate prosecution. And that brings me to one of the most incredible examples ever in the history of the media on the difference between how they treat conservative like Trump versus a liberal like Obama. Anyone remember apartheid? That was the terrible political and economic system of South Africa that saw blacks purposely kept in misery and poverty by the white minority. It was illegal for blacks to own property. And this was horrible. It was inhumane. It was evil. Let's call it what it is. It was evil. Americans of all races and political ideologies should have been offended and outraged by apartheid, right? A disgusting, terrible thing. But are you aware that South Africa has a new version of apartheid? I'll bet you're not. No one in the U.S. media has covered it. No headlines this time around. As a matter of fact, forget headlines. Not even a word. Not even a whisper. To my knowledge, only one national TV or radio host in the country has been exposing this terrible new apartheid for months on end. Me. Yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. Only because in my second career as a business speaker, I've lectured about entrepreneurship all around the world. I've spoken a half dozen times in South Africa. I've given speeches in places like Johannesburg and Cape Town and Durban in front of thousands of people about business, about entrepreneurship, about promotion and branding American style. And I've gotten to know the people of South Africa, and I've made many wonderful friends in South Africa. That's why I've been aware for months of this new apartheid. But this time, it's human rights and civil rights violations by the black majority of South Africa. This time, it's blatant discrimination, racism, and hate crimes by the black majority. This time, it's legal for blacks to steal the land of whites. This time, it's blacks murdering whites with impunity. South African president, his name is Cyril Ramaphosa, and his ruling party, it's called the ANC, the African National Congress, have made it legal to forcibly take land from white farmers and property owners. That was the first step. They come in, they say, we want your land. You go, sorry, I've been farming it for generations. I paid $1 million for it, or my family's owned it for 20,000 years, blah, 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 blah. You can't have it. And they go, sorry, we're taking it. Here's $1 million, whether you want it or not, whether you want it or not. Now comes the next radical step. The president and his Congress are changing the South African Constitution to allow the government to forcibly take any white person's land, this time with no compensation. Pure theft. Simply because the color of your skin, white families are going to be left in poverty, left homeless, left with no livelihood if they're allowed to stay alive. See, the president and several of his allies have threatened to murder white property owners who refuse to hand over their property. They actually said, some of the top political leaders in South Africa have said, we have no plans at this moment for genocide. They said that. What was the point of that? The inference being, if white farmers and property owners put up a fight, if they won't hand over their property, the next step will be genocide. They will order black citizens of South Africa to go out and just murder all the whites, called white cleansing, right? An emboldened citizenry, because of all this, is already taking matters to their own hands. A UK newspaper reports one white farmer is murdered every 5 days in South Africa. Hundreds of white landowners have been killed or badly injured in mob attacks since 2016. There have been terrible situations where they walked in and they raped every woman and every child in the room and then murdered everybody involved. Yet the world has said nothing. And the mainstream media has said nothing. Politicians say nothing. Hollywood celebrities say nothing. There are no protests. There are no calls for boycotts of South Africa like there were in the old days when apartheid meant white people persecuting black people. Terrible. I get it. Horrible. I'm all for it. Fight them. Protest them. Boycott them. Force them to stop this terrible system called apartheid. But now they do it to white people. Not a word. Hard to believe, right? Well, enter Obama. Now it becomes really Twilight Zone. The former president of the United States recently accepted a speech. It was only 2 weeks ago. He spoke in South Africa. He undoubtedly collected $500,000 for that speech, maybe more, right? That's what ex-presidents collect, $500,000 a speech. He was paid with money tainted by racism, hate crimes, theft, and murder. Worse, he had that giant platform in front of the world and in front of South Africa, and he didn't say a word about what's going on in South Africa, not a word about the new apartheid. Worse yet, he stood on the stage next to the president of South Africa, lending him credibility from the president of the United States. And then, worst of all, he praised the president who presides over a country stealing white-owned land, murdering whites, and threatening genocide. This could be the most disgraceful action and speech ever by a former U.S. president, and yet the mainstream media said nothing. Donald Trump makes a tweet about Don Lemon and LeBron James and calls them stupid, and instantly it has to be racism. It must be because they're black. That's racism. Words. You know, and I call all Democrats stupid. I call all liberals stupid. Right? I call all socialists stupid. It's got nothing to do with the color of your skin. If you're black, if you're Muslim, if you're American Indian, if you're a woman, if you're gay, and you believe in pro-business, and you believe in capitalism, and you believe in cutting my taxes, and you believe in lowering regulations, I vote for you over a white liberal any day of the week. There is no racism in our party. We believe in ideas, not the color of a person's skin. But the fact that you would ignore a president standing on a stage with a president who's condoning murder of white people because of the color of their skin, and condoning, not only condoning, but passing laws to steal all their land because of the color of their skin. That's amazing. That nobody says a word. Amazing. The disparity in the treatment of President Trump versus Obama is the very definition of fake news in the mainstream media. All right, let's take some calls. We've got to Jeff in Binghamton, New York, line four. Jeff wants to talk about Chris Collins, the Republican congresswoman, congressman, who was indicted today on charges of insider trading. Yes, Jeff, what can we say about Chris Collins?
Well, I just want to get your take on it, really, because that hit me high. I was shocked when I saw that.
Yeah. Is he your congresswoman, a congressperson, I suppose? Yeah.
No, I'm a little bit south of it. But I remember he was the first one to ever support Trump. And
yes.
And he was
I don't really have an answer because I don't know the circumstances of exactly what happened. Maybe he did do something wrong, or maybe they're persecuting him because he was the first one to help Trump. It just seems like, you know, even if Republicans do something wrong, even if it is wrong, Democrats are all doing it, but no one ever prosecutes them. Jeff Sessions never goes against them, right? So I don't know what to say. Again, I think, A, you're innocent, so you're proven guilty. That's A. And B, we all have to reserve judgment because I don't know what the guy did. I want to hear the charges. I want to hear what they claim, what he claims, and I want to hear how it plays out. But it sure does seem like the government creeps who run our country, the swamp, are going up against all the people that helped Donald Trump. And they're taking him out one by one. Do I believe he did something wrong? Probably not. But if he did, then he should be punished. That's my answer. We'll be right back. More on Newsmax TV and USA Radio with Wayne Allyn. War Now. Hope you're listening. Hope you're watching. Hope you're enjoying. I'm glad to be back. It was a great vacation in Park City, Utah, one of the most beautiful places on earth. God keeps a summer home in Park City, Utah. So does Wayne Rudy. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can't be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I hope some of you who are watching, if you're listening on USA, obviously, you know, it's kind of a different image for you. You can't see me. But if you're watching on Newsmax TV, I hope you've noticed the difference in me since I've gotten involved with Cenogenics. They became the sponsor of the show, and they sent me to their Cenogenics clinic, and I had an all-day session with them. Must have been 10 hours long, and they took all kinds of blood tests and all kinds of fitness tests, and you name it. I can't even explain to you all the tests they took. I've never had a battery of tests like this in my entire life, let alone 10 hours worth. And then they prescribed me a whole system, and I've dropped a lot of weight. And I've added a lot of muscle, and I was pre-diabetic, I'm not anymore, and I was insulin resistant, I'm not anymore, and I was high cholesterol, I'm not anymore, and everything that was good is better, everything that was bad is gone, all the bad signs and levels are gone. It's a miracle. And it was after a month and a half that everything was gone, when they said it would be 3 months would be gone. Now I'm testing again, coming up in about 2 weeks, at the 3 month level, and we're going to see how good things look then. But I've stuck to the diet, give me credit. I mean, I've stuck exactly, never cheated once, exactly what they told me to do, I stuck with it. So I went to their Vegas clinic, but they've got clinics all over the United States. What they did for me, they could do for you. It's unreal. They set back the clock. They defy aging. And you call them for free. It's a free, no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER. Now, if you want to be fatter and you want to be older and you want to look worse, don't call. But if you want to feel better, look better, feel energy, feel younger, call 888-YOUNGER, Younger, 888-YOUNGER, toll free anywhere in the United States, or contact them at Cenogenics.com. That's Cenegenics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Cenogenics.com. Register for your free, no-obligation consultation. By the way, speaking of life with Democrats, 72 shot, 13 killed in Chicago over last weekend. Remember, it's Wednesday, but I was gone on my holidays. I didn't have a chance to talk to you about that. 72 shot, 13 killed in the weekend. Here's the two key paragraphs. Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, former chief of staff Obama, said, "There's a shortage of values about what is right, what is wrong. We as a city have an accountability and responsibility. If you know who did this, be a neighbor, speak up." And then the violence, which police said is fueled primarily by gangs, disproportionately affects low-income black and Latino neighborhoods. So these are all black people and a few Latino people, but mostly black, being shot and killed by other black people. It's a black genocide going on in an American city because Democrats have been in control for over a half century. Since before I was born, in July of 1961, Democrats have always controlled Chicago. What's your excuse? You're killing the black people with you in charge. What's your excuse? Is it Republicans doing this? Is it white Republicans doing it? Is it straight white Republicans who support Donald Trump? No. So what's the excuse? Democrats are bad for people, let alone black people. They're bad for all people. They let people run loose. They're on the side of the criminals. Don't believe me? In New York City, they're running a voter drive in prisons. The Democratic Party is running a voter drive in prisons while in Chicago, all the criminals are out killing everyone. So after you kill someone, they want you to vote. You couldn't believe it. You couldn't make it up in a Hollywood script how bad the Democratic Party is for America. All right, let's take Ron in Arizona, line four. Ron, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yeah, Wayne. I'm glad your eugenics worked out. I'm just wondering what's going on with the Gang of Three running the V8?
Tell me what the question is. The Gang of Three running what now?
The Gang of Three.
Who's the Gang of Three? Tell me. Educate me.
They're the Mar-a-Lago Three, all of Trump's buddies.
And who are they running? What are they running? I have no idea what this guy's talking about, but Chris, my board op, got rid of him because he was starting to curse. Obviously, he was a crank caller. We'll take Mike in Fresno on line one. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm all right, Wayne. Trying to get some clean air. Welcome back. Hope you got a good breath.
Oh, yeah, you're Fresno. So what's happening in Yosemite? I heard it was closed, yeah?
Look, man, I'm working up around the ridge line just north of here. It's all a smoke screen. I would have to go over the Sierra Nevada Ridge to get out of this. It's just, it's amazing. All through Mariposa, it's just, it's terrible, man.
Well, we're sorry for your troubles, but let's talk a little politics. Do you agree that the California fires are because liberal, tree-hugging, wacko, environmentalist extremists have made it very hard to clear tree brush?
Well, in my opinion, it should have started 20 years ago when Obama was president. Remember, the forest chief started saying it's illegal to have a cross in the high desert. We should have did some fire breaks, Wayne, and that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, there's still a few of us left out here in California that support you. It's not our fault. It was due to arson, but come on, we got to do something, people, these Democratic people. In my opinion, you tear down the cross, you're going to get fired. So you got to vote these people in to support God in our country.
Yeah, did you hear earlier in the show, I mentioned it's not just that they won't allow you to burn the brush and clean the area out, the bad dying brush, but also they've spent in California 10 times more on subsidies for green electric cars than on clearing brush. And this is why you've got problems in California. Liberals have brought it upon themselves. However, we never say good. We say it's horrible, and I feel bad for the people of California either way. Terrible thing. Tragedy. We don't wish tragedy on anyone. That's just to us and the other side. Never wish tragedy on Democrats. Wayne Allyn Root, we're now. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. I'm glad to be back. I hope you're glad to be watching again. See you tomorrow.
Any product advertised on the previous program, which requires...
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.